Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Adam Levin is here. Adam's a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for 4 years. He's the founder of Cyber Scout, chairman and co-founder of Credit.com. Same thing for identity theft, 9/11. And the author of a book, the outstanding book, Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. And he's been informing us off in an awesome way for a number of years now. And we always love having him on the show. Adam Levin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Jim.
You're always welcome here, Adam. Thanks for being here. Even though some of the stuff we talk about is not always fun, it's a little scary, but sometimes we need to be scared out of our complacency. And as I was telling the audience earlier, before you got here, Adam, there was a time when I was reporting on cybersecurity back in 15 years ago, when small businesses didn't have to worry so much about it, because we didn't have that much interesting stuff. Mostly just the people who were wanting to cause mayhem were hanging out with us. But now we could become the weak link in the cyber relationships we have with our bigger customers. We could become their weak link, and that makes us targets of opportunity, doesn't it?
No, it certainly does. And people have to understand that, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you see you. But to a hacker, depending upon who you are and what you do, you are Kim Kardashian. For the information that you have. However, there's another piece of the puzzle, which is if you're a tributary to a larger river, so no, we're not talking just information you have, but it's relationships you have, your string of relationships could end up making you a target. And what's worse is because so many businesses are now involved with parts of businesses. So much information is shared or functions are shared or outsourced. Your problem is that if something goes wrong, it may not be because you did it, but it could be because your vendor did it. Right. So we're now living in a world where you are your
vendor. A sub of a sub of a sub.
That's it.
Subcontractors.
I mean, that.
See, that's what we are. We're almost always subcontractors. We're almost always consultants. We're adjuncts. We're as you say, we're a tributary, and because of that, and because the ultimate goal is to go upstream, that reaching that ultimate goal is so beneficial, profitable to them, they can take the time to spend time with us, to find us, to go downstream, or I should say upstream, to the tributaries, and then find their way back.
And there are so many ways that they can find out about you, whether it's your social media page as a company or the leaders of your company, a small company, large company, doesn't matter. If they're very active on social media, that could provide clues. When breaches occur and people's logon information, particularly user ID and password, are breached, and how many people tend to use the same user ID and password in their private life as they do in their business life?
Everyone.
And when they get their hands on it, that's it. At least 51% of the everyone's do.
Yeah.
And so
Adam, let me ask you a question. When you look out across the landscape and you've got a view of this, what do you see as the current national cybersecurity risk from a standpoint of risk? are we at DEFCON? DEFCON 1 is the worst. DEFCON 5 is not so bad. Where are we along that DEFCON range?
Well, I would think we're somewhere between 4 and 5, and that's because now we have the Iranian hacking situation, which is definitely occurring. If you You look out on the landscape, city after city after city is becoming a victim of ransomware attacks.
Right.
And then you get these ransomware. Hospitals, terrible. I mean, let's face it, a hospital, for a variety of reasons, is a sitting duck, one of which is it's one big Internet of Things device. Mm-hmm. If you think of all the equipment that's in hospitals, and think about the fact that we are surrounded by worldwide 20 billion, that's a B, billion, Internet of Things devices.
Yeah.
All tracking.
Growing
all
exponentially.
Information. That's it. And most of them are protected by nothing more than a manufactured phone password.
From the standpoint of the war, I call it World War III. That's what I've been calling it for some time now. We're in World War III. It's a cyber war. Most people don't even know the war's going on. They're not fighting the war. They're not protecting themselves against things that could hurt us in the war. But the war is going on, isn't it?
No, it's definitely going on, and you have to keep two realities in mind. The first is that cyber war replaced the Cold War, except it's now expanded in worldwide. And secondly, that breaches have become the third certainty in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I understand in this country there's been an enormous amount of emphasis put on building the wall, but the ultimate wall that needs to be built is the firewall. And the truth is, even that has radically changed, because the old days is, with technology, as you know, put up a perimeter, defend it at all costs, and you're fine. Mm-hmm. The problem today is, because humans are the weakest link, people get through that firewall, they get through that moat, as it were, and now they're inside. That's why you hear about endpoint security, and you hear about zero trust environment, which is effectively trust no one. Always question, always verify.
What would be, as we go to a break, what would be the first thing you would ask someone, a small business, to do? What would be the thing you'd ask them to do to protect themselves?
First thing would be train your employees.
That's really a big deal. No, there's no question about that. What's next?
Well, really, it's all part of a big thing that's create a culture of privacy and security from the mailroom to the boardroom, or if you're a small business, possibly from the living room of your home to your home office.
Talk to them about the war, right? Tell them, explain to them, guys, we need to think about this part of our world as being in a war, as if somebody were attacking us. You have to explain that to them, don't you? In the
training. Absolutely. Every day.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some more of this, some more advice and wisdom from Adam Levin. After the break, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.